Welcome to Solutions OP Clinical Trials Podcast. My name is Olga and I'm the Managing Director of Solutions OP. We are a small team of experienced professionals working on clinical trials in the United Kingdom. I'll use our podcast to discuss hot topics in clinical trials and provide analysis of the latest trends and challenges in pharma and medical device industries, not just in the UK, but globally. Thank you for listening. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast. Today, I'll be talking about the UK budgeting contract process and the challenges and the opportunities that we have to improve the current process. Those of you who have worked long time in clinical trials and set up, they're aware of the challenges that we had back in the days when you had different budgets and different contracts and you had to go in and individually discuss it and negotiate with each individual hospital. And of course, each hospital had their own requirements and you had to figure out how to, you know, how to navigate all this. It was really complicated and very lengthy process setting up clinical trials. The approvals themselves were not that lengthy, but the process after that of negotiating contracts and budget was really a lengthy one. So today I'll be talking about what is the current process, how things have changed, and as always, I like to give recommendations what we can do to improve our process. And I think that's an important part. So what happened is the authorities recognized that this process that we had in the past was really not efficient, and it was causing a big delays in setting up clinical trials in the UK. So they decided to change the process and to have like a country-specific contract template and also a country-specific budget. So we have a brand new process which is more centralized. The centralized budget and the standardized costs were implemented back in October 2023. So the question is, did things get better? And if we have to be absolutely honest with ourselves, yes, they did get better. But of course, there is a room for more improvements, and there are things that we can change and make things a lot more easier for everyone in the industry, not just for the hospitals, but for everyone who works in the field. Before I talk about this one, I want to say a few words about what happens when there is a clinical trial that has to be set up in the UK. So what is the process? The first thing that happens is the sponsor of the study send a budget, which they have created normally in an Excel spreadsheet, and they send it to each country and say, okay, guys, is that sufficient according to you for the study? And people look at it and say, well, yeah, it's fine. Or they just add some amount and say, well, actually, no, it's a bit higher than what you're suggesting. And that's it. You know, you have the initial draft budget that you can go to the sites. But what happens when they come to the UK? We tell them, well, sorry, but no, we can't use your budget. We have our own system where we have to create the budget from scratch and submit it for validation. And once it's approved, it's the same for all sites and there's no negotiation. So the sponsor is usually taken aback by this this process because... as you can see, I think they have no control over this whole process. So the only thing they need to do is just approve whatever you provide them in the end, which is, if you think about it, it's not really fair. There should be some transparency and companies should be able to tell, you know, how much that's going to cost them. And maybe even have some room for negotiation in some parts. Because in all other countries, they have some room for negotiation. But here we tell them, no, that's it. You have to accept what we've created for you as a budget. What also happens is then there is a lot of conversations and correspondence, and you explain why is this and why it's done this way. I mean, at the end, they have to accept it because they have no other option. But it's just the approach is not necessarily nice. And I'll tell you later on what I suggest we can do instead. So that's about the budget, but let's see what is the main challenge that we have at the moment with the current budget process. So as you probably guessed, it's very difficult to give initial information to the sponsor how much will be the budget for the UK. So for example, if someone comes to you and say, well, I want to set up a clinical trial in the UK. It's oncologist there. So, do you have any idea roughly what the budget will be? It's very difficult to say. You basically need to go through the system to kind of build some draft budget so that you can tell them, according to the standardized costs at the moment, how much that would be, you know, to give them really a good idea how much this will cost them. This is a lot of additional work for us to, you know, to just make one projection, because at the end of the day, they might not even select UK, they might go for another country. But for us, you know, it's an extra work for those of us trying to set up clinical trials in the UK just to give that estimate. So the other thing, which is unfortunately very inadequate, is the cost in the costing templates. So we have some crazy things, like, for example, for a close-out visit, there is allocated in the costing template 7.5 hours admin time, 7.5 hours nursing time, and 7.5 hours physician time. I mean, normally you have a paper file which whoever is the administrator will prepare. It could take them a couple of hours if it's a very big study and lots of documents, just to prepare them for archiving. You might need the physician for 10, 15 minutes, you know, at the end of the study. But all these hours allocated are really not realistic. And the problem is, when we modify these hours, then we have to negotiate with the sites because they're saying, well, you're not supposed to modify them because these are the standardized costs which we have in the template. So we have to go and say, well, actually, fair enough, but these costs are not adequate because it's not going to take you that much time. So it's not ideal. And I really wish that whoever is building this template we'll have a discussion with people who have experience in this and could put some realistic hours that could be modified according to the study. Because for some studies, you might have more work, for some, might have less work. So it would be good still to have the initial standardized fees to be a bit more realistic. So another big challenge that we have with the current budget process is basically different teams that do the validation validate the budgets in the different ways. So some people might pick some things and add additional costs. Others might not see these costs. And then when you reach the stage of distributing the budget to all hospitals, people start saying, well, actually, our cost for this is a bit higher, or, well, we are missing these costs. We think you should have these costs included as well. And it makes it a lot more difficult because the budget's already validated, you know, the sponsor is under the impression you can't make any changes, and then you have all these queries from different sides, and that makes it actually slower in a way, because you have to, you know, discuss with people and see, you know, sometimes they might have a really reasonable comment, and it could be that something's being missed, and then you need to go and add it again into the budget, but then they can't revalidate it because it's already once validated. So you have to go and manually add the additional cost on every single hospital. So there are lots of purely technical things that could be improved as well in terms of these budgets. So when it comes to the contract, as I mentioned at the beginning, we have a contract template, which is working very well. It's been implemented for a very long time, and there've been updates into it, which is fine to be up to date with the regulations. And it's generally well accepted. So one of the problems we see with the contract is sometimes companies don't realize they cannot change the legal language. So I really wish that's made a bit more clear for them so that they understand that this is the contract template to be used by all hospitals and all sponsors. So we can avoid the lengthy discussions of why can't we change anything. So that's one thing. The other thing is it will be great if there's some mandatory sections which are left as optional so that you can modify it. So for example, in the existing contract template, you have mandatory fees for patient travel expenses. And this is fine, it's applicable for many studies. But there are studies where this is not applicable, simply because it's done as per standard of care, or the patients need to complete some questionnaire on their mobile phone at home, so they don't really need to go to the hospital. So, and you have this thing which is mandatory to have in the contract, like patient travel fees. I know that people say, well, if you just add something, and if it's not applicable, it's not happening. But this is not great, and I'll explain why. Because at the end of the day, the sponsor has budget for the country, and when you add fees which are not applicable, they're still part of their budget. And if they're in the contract, they're chargeable. So nothing prevents the hospitals from charging these fees, which we say they're not applicable because they're in the contract at the end of the day. So it's very much like, imagine you buy a new phone from a provider and you have to pay £20 every month. And then they send you the contract and it has some fee of £300 inside. And they say, oh, you know what? We're not going to charge you this fee. It's just there in the contract, you know, just to have it, just in case. But we're not going to charge you. Don't worry, it's all right. So I think you you have second thoughts of signing such contract because, you know, you have these fees that realistically they can charge you if they decide to. And this is the issue that we have at the moment. The sponsors, they want to have a clear picture of how much things will cost them, and having costs which are not applicable, but they are part of the budget at the end of the day, it's making it more expensive, and it's making it more complicated. So I think this is something that we need to think about and revise. And the last challenge with the current contract process is that we have different processes in the country. For example, in Scotland, they have a separate process, in Wales. So every time you have to kind of explain to people that, yes, we are the same country, but someone has different process there and they do it their own way. They do their own thing. It confuses people. They're not quite sure what kind of approvals are needed. It really creates more confusions than helps. I know that there's some centralized processes that are trying to help, but very often they're not helping, unfortunately. What I would say as a takeaway from my dis the overview today is there are a few things that we can resolve very straightforward, very easy. and completely practical. So the first thing is, we can make it somehow easier in the system to create projected budget for the study without having to build the whole budget from scratch. And this would be extremely helpful if we have this functionality that we can do that. You can have some criteria based on these criteria. You can have estimate budget from this range to this range, something like that. So that would be extremely helpful. The other one is we can create a team, validation team that validates the centrally the budget for all studies. And I think this will be great because it will help to have people who have a lot of experience of doing it, who are properly trained, and they know what criteria they need to follow to validate the budgets, rather than having different regions validating their budgets and having a bit of a mess at the end. So I think if we have a centralized team doing validations who is experienced and knowledgeable and have clear criteria what needs to be added for the studies, I think this will help a lot, and there will be a lot more satisfaction with the hospitals as well. And the last thing is, it's really in the financial appendix of the contract. We can make a lot of options optional. So if something is not applicable, just leave it optional so that we can remove it, or at least put some tick box to say not applicable, so that we can tick it as not applicable, and help us with having a more straightforward and easy to understand budget for the sponsors, without adding any unnecessary costs into it. So that was what I wanted to discuss today. I hope you find it interesting, and I really hope to see a lot better budget and contract process in the UK. This could really make a big difference to all of us, and hopefully help clinical trials and having a lot more studies coming to the UK. Thank you.